Chapter 10, Monster Machine Alley. As we started to cross the alley, the massive machine wheel started to move towards us and squished us to bits, and we died in an instant. Just kidding again, we were rescued by a huge duck who carried us into the air. "Hi, I'm Jay," the duck said as he flapped his wings. As he flew over the mountains of monsters, I saw something that would change my life forever. A man wore the dead body of another Titan around his neck like a necklace. It was much bigger than me. I recognised it to be my mum. I got so sad and mad that Ethan had to tie my tail to his tail to keep me from falling down and attacking. Just then, a terrifying monster machine struck out into the air. It was about to kill us when it started to buzz and buzz and buzz. Suddenly, chunks of it started falling down. Jay knew something was wrong and flew out of its reach just as it exploded. Then a ghost came from behind the pieces of junk falling from the sky. We noticed it looked familiar, like a shark we'd seen before. It was Callum. I had so many questions, but then I remembered that he died. So that answered one of the questions. Callum said only animals can see me, so the people don't know what happened. I laughed when the people started shooting at us. We dodged the first few, but then, before the last bit of ammo was taken, Jay's wing was shot. We tumbled to the ground. Luckily, we landed in a deep passageway, like a slide that led us right to our next destination, the human desert.